Paragimo, Mishnah, Dalit. Wow, we're really getting ahead over here. Okay, so we've been talking about the various simonim and the time necessary, the application of the dinim of those simonim to nige or. So that was our first set of negayim. Our next Mishnah talks about the negayim of Shchin v'michva, which are very different than the negayim on nige or. So remember that Shchin u'michva is where the Shchin is talking about where the skin was damaged by some type of destructive event other than a chemical fire. So the skin might have been hit by something. The skin might have been exposed to radioactivity. It's another one of the Gemara's examples. And anything else but chemical fire is called a shchin. A chemical fire is called a burn. So that's called a michva. They're exactly the same in terms of their halacha, except they are not able to be mitztaref to the shir of kigris, one with the other, and because of that, the Torah makes them two separate parshias. Now, if there's a nega in an actual shchin or an actual michva, it's not a nega. It's only where the shchin starts to become healed, and there's a thin layer of skin on top, where the michva becomes healed, there is where we have the din of negayim in shchin and michva. And over there, even though it's the same colorations that will cause the nega, we have different dinim. First of all, the maximum hezger on a shchin and a michva is only 7 days, not 13 days. We'll have two hezger, one after the other, like we have in the Geor. And secondly, the simonim are different, because in the Nige Or, we have three simonim. They are Sear Lavan, and they are Michyat Basar Chai, and they're Pision. But over here, there's only two possible simonim. One is Sear Lavan, there's no din of a michva, in a michva, or a shchin, of Michyat Basar Chai, and Pision. And, of course, the same way that there was a difference between Pision and the other simonim, when it comes to Nige Basar, namely, you will recall that Pisayon is not considered to be a simon unless it's following a 7-day Hezker. But if you see Pisayon even in front of your eyes, when it's brought to you, you cannot be Metame, the Nega, based on that kind of Pisayon. So here too, there's a big difference. The Sear Lavan, that is a simon of Tuman even when it's first presented to you as the Kohen. And you see Sear, that's Lavan there, then that makes a tummy on the spot. Or, if it only appeared during the time of the Hezger, and now the Kohen sees it at the end of 7 days, that's also. And not only that, even if the Kohen said it's Tor, you can go and get yourself all taken care of, and then all of a sudden it comes back the next day, it's also going to be immediately a Siman Tuma. Masha Enkein Pisayon is not going to be, just like it wasn't in the Minige Basar, it's not going to be in the Nige Tzarevet HaShchin or Tzarevet HaMichva, it is not going to be a Simen of Tuma as it comes when it first appears to you as a Kohen. It could only be after Pesof Shavua, after a Shavua of Hezker, or, yes, if you it's already after the Ptur, and the Kohen says you're okay, and then all of a sudden it spreads. So that would also be a Simen. And the maximum amount of time that you can have, if you weren't been mukhlat immediately because of a simon when you present it to the Kohen, the maximum amount of time, as opposed to the 13 days or the 2 weeks of the Nige Or, is only 1 week, Shavua Echad, Shehu Shivat Yamim, and not Shlosh Esrei Yamim. Remember, reason that 2 weeks is not 14 days is because the last day of the week, the day of the Re'ias HaKohen on the seventh day, if he puts you back into Hezker again, is the first day of the next Hezker. So in total, you only get 13 days of Hezker. Then we have our next set of Negayim, and those are called Nitakim. And the Netek, that was the question, whether the Netek has any kind of particular coloration. And Lamaisa, as the Rambam brings, the Netek is any color, and even when we had the Mishnah before, that we were ready to count the various colorations in the netek. It wasn't because that's the only coloration of the netek. The netek means that you have a pathological spot in which something has caused the hair to fall out of that spot. So over there, we have also maximum of 2 weeks, but different simanim than we have. And over here, actually, one of the simanim is not a white hair, but rather a very thin yellowish hair. So it's se'ar tzahov dak, which I'm sure you've seen in certain cases of skin disease, where you have not normal hair that's growing, but something that's been affected by whatever fungus, whatever bacteria is causing the problem. And that is one of the simon, that's the equivalent of the simon that we had in the Tzarevet HaShchin, Tzarevet HaMichva, and Nige Basar of the Seyar Lavan, which is not a simon in a netek, and also Pisyon. Now, again, the same distinction between Pisyon and the hair nega, the hair simon, there is no Michyas Basar Chai in a netek either. And these are the two simanim, and they're different from each other because, again, the se'ar is immediately going to be metameyu. So if upon presentation of the nega to a kohen, there's already se'ar dak, that is tzahov, is automatically tamei. And he will not put you into hezger. If there's nothing there, except for the netek per se, then he'll put you into hezger for a week. If there's no change at the end of the week, then it'll put you into a second week. But at the end of the first week, of course, you could also be poset. But the tzayar tzahov dak would be even betchila, or at the end of 7 days, or at the end of the second week, 13 days, or even if the kohen has said, okay, go become tar, and 2 days later, this becomes now, all of a sudden, he shows up with the tzayar tzahov, it would also be metameyun. Mash'en ken pisyon is not upon presentation, and it's only besof shavua rishon, or besof shavua sheni, or le'achar haptur. The maximum time is 2 weeks, betami b'shnei shavuot, she'en shlosha asar yom, which is a total of 13 days, as we explained. Now let's take a look at the next case that we have, and this would be our fourth set of negayim. So we have the negayim of karachat, or gabachat. Karachat, as opposed to the common use of the term in modern Hebrew, karachat is a reference to baldness at the back of the head. Gabachat is a reference to baldness in the front part of the head, and they have also the same type of coloration issues that we can have in regular skin. And here we have also two simanim, but by definition of its being a karachat and gabachat, there is no simon of hair because there ain't no hair. And therefore, the two simonim are michyas basar chai and the pisyon. And again, it's the same distinction that we found always. Pisyon is never upon presentation. Pisyon is only after hezger. And therefore, in this case, you could have a michya right away, upon presentation, and the kohen without any hezker requirement will already say tamei, or if there was no michya at the beginning, when you come back after 7 days, if there is a michya, that's enough to be metamei. If not, it requires a second hezker, and then a besov shavua sheni, if there's a michya, it's metamei. For that matter, even if the Kohen said, you seem to be okay, and then it comes back suddenly with a michya in it, you're no longer okay. Masha'en ken, the pisyon is not a simon upon presentation, but it could be a simon at the end of Shavua Rishon, it could be a simon at the end of Shavua Sheni, and it could be a simon evenly achar haptur. And the rule over here is that they would be metame, indeed, the same way that nige'or, which would be Shnei Shavuot, and the 13 days, which the Shnei Shavuot represent. Okay, so that was Nige Bosar, Nige Shchin V'michva, Nige Netek, and Nige Karachat V'Gabachat. Those are the four bodily Negoyim sets. Moving on now in the next Mishnah to the same issues, but in this case, we're talking about Nige Begodim. Okay, so nigei begadim, there is no way, there is no simon on nigei begadim that could be metame them upon presentation. So they don't have anything similar to the idea of a michas basar chai or to the change in the coloration of the hair. That does not have any type of parallel in the beged. When it comes to the beged, it's the color per se that is a simon, but only if we can't get rid of the color. So because of that, what we do is we first have hezker, and then the most easy way to determine whether there's a problem is if there's pisayon after that hezker. If there's pisayon, you have to burn the beged. But how about if there's no pisayon? So if there's no pisayon, then what we do is we try to get rid of the nega. And remember, the nega is either the Adam Dam, which Gemara says Adam Dam is Adom Shebe Adomim, or Yerak Rak, which is deep green. So what we need to do is to see, can we get rid of this? And we use these Sheva Samamonim to see if we can get rid of those Negoim. If it can't be actually removed completely, so then we put it into Hezker. So if there was any Pisayon, so then for sure we're gonna burn it. But even if there's no pisayon, if it's still there after, and it didn't shrink at all, if it's still there after the second hezger, then that's enough to be mitameyet. Masha inkein, when it comes to nige haor, over there, lehalacha, which is like the Rambam, we do not mitameyet. If it just remains the same and there was no pisayon, it's tahar. According to Rashi, if it remains there, it's also tummy. Ha-begadim. So here's the rule on the begadim. They're metamim b'shnei shavuot. Also, maximum hezker is the actual 13 days. And there's three simonim, because over here the coloration is called a simon, because just by remaining colored, you are already going to be metamiyat. So we call the actual yirak rak and the adam dam a simon. But of course, it's not a simon when it initially presents. So yirak rak, adam dam, and pisayon. And therefore, we have the idea that they can become tame. Now, this is very misleading, because you cannot be metame them upon presentation. And the Mishnah uses the lashon of batchila in a different way than it used it in the other Mishnayos. And the reason that it uses it in a different way is obvious. In the previous Mishnayos, the coloration is the nega, and then we need to find a simen. In Begadim, the coloration is not just the nega, it is the actual simen. So since it's a simen, we talk about its level of simen at the very beginning, because it's a simen for hezger, even though it's not a simen for hechlet. In the other cases, when we talked about a simen, those simonim were by definition the simonim that would allow us to be machlit. So we really had no choice but to change our references a little. So yirak rak and adam dam are no geya right away to be defined, but fila, because they will define the need for hezger. They will also be metame b'sof shavua rishon, because that's going to be mechayev a new maisa. It's going to be mechayev our trying to get rid of the nega. And then we put it into hezker for a second week. So when it says that it can be tame at the end of the first week, it also means to require a second hezker, just like it meant when it said upon presentation, which is batchila. It can be metame, and here it means it can literally be metame, because if it just stayed the same color at the end of the second hezger, then it would be mechayev you to be metame and to burn the begad. And if it came back li'achar haptur, so if the nega had gone away or changed to a lighter color, so then the kohen would have been metayret. But if it comes back to the adam dam yirak rak afterwards, then we're going to burn the begad. Same thing is true of pisyon. Pisyon cannot be noted at presentation. So therefore, it's nogea only sof shavua rishon, or sof shavua sheni, or the achar haptur. And the maximum time that it would take to be metame would be shnei shavuot, which would be shlosha asar yom, as we already had the idea before. Tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem, we're going to be able to finish up with the last set of negayim, which are nigei batim, and we'll talk about them and how they relate to these ideas, how much time, and what the simonim are.
Maybe okay. It goes without saying that we kept the lashon the same, because that way the mishnayos keep the lashon, that we can learn it better.
No,
Nesu.
No.
No?
No, absolutely not. It's exactly the opposite of what you're saying. We don't keep the lashon the same. And that's what I'm coming to explain. Why don't we keep the lashon the same?
Rebbe's saying the words mean something different in context, but it comes out that I'm saying the same formula in another mishnah as I did before. So in the cadence, I retained it. No? The
cadence I retained anyway. Well, this didn't help us retain the cadence.
I said betchila in every single mishnah,
okay,
so it's easier to
that level of the cadence, yeah.
But that's what I meant.
Yeah, but I don't think that that would have been a good reason for confusing the issue. It needs to be explained. And it has to be true. You can't just keep the cadence. Okay, Rabosai. It was a great pleasure and a great honor and a great schus to be learning with you this morning, and I thank you. And Bezrat Hashem, halavai, we should be zochen tomorrow to another miracle of the same. Kul tov, everyone.